The Revolution Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games of present, future, and past. We'll talk about some news, what we played recently. We will surmise some scores, do believe, please believe. We're happy that you've joined us, this is the place to be. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast. That is episode 282. It's November 12th, 2021. We decided we should do a show, so we're here, and we're doing it. We're recording it, and by we, I mean me and my good friend, the one and only, the carefulest man in the world, Careful Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
Hello. Yeah, that's what I am known for.
So it's on your business cards, right?
Yeah.
Carefulest motherfucker.
Yeah. I thought of a song recently. Carefulest of all time, aka Ooh. The Coat. I haven't written it yet, but I got that down.
Yeah. I mean, that's really all you need. Like,
writes itself after that.
It kind of does. Like, you're the coat, man. You're the coat. And you got to get a, green, like, what's the green jacket, right? It's what the golfers wear.
Masters or whatever it is.
And you just put coat on the back. People are like, yeah, we get that. It's a coat. And you're like, no. Carefulest of all time.
I am the coat.
It's like I am bread, but in audio form. It's just just absolutely perfect. We're missing Ryan tonight. We can only assume that he's like driving to the middle of, I don't know, where was he last time? North Dakota, South Dakota, something like that.
Wherever Shin Megami Tensei 5 is located.
Yeah, I think he had to go to Japan to pick up Shin Megami Tensei from Nintendo personally, I do believe. So we wish him well on his assignment of picking up Shin Megami Tensei. I will be playing your version of Ryan this week, and that is to say that I finished 3 games this week.
Gosh,
fucking insane. And I don't know how I did it considering I had like overnights this past weekend, but I finished 3 video games within the past week, which we will get to here in just a little bit. But yeah, first of all, what's up, man? How you been? How has the week treated you? How is the weather hitting kind of cold down there?
It was snowing today. It didn't stick.
It snowed here. It did stick a little bit in the morning today.
Well, I had yesterday off for Veterans Day, which is a federal holiday, and then so today was a nightmare.
Thank you for your service.
Well, I didn't.
No. Just take the compliment.
I feel kind of guilty for getting that off sometimes, but
no, you shouldn't. You know. No one wants mail on Veterans Day, so no reason to be working, right? You're just delivering. You're delivering mostly trash anyway, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So.
That's almost always something nobody would ever want.
It's like it's like I print garbage, you deliver it. It's like we're in sync here. You know what I mean? I'm printing it, you're delivering it.
Well, if Ryan was the trash man, like it'd be like a circle right there.
It's the absolute circle of life.
You should just print it and throw it away, and you'd save me a lot of work.
You know, if I could get away with printing it and throwing it right in the garbage, I would absolutely do that. I don't think I'm going to get away with that, unfortunately, but I am sure about that life, to be honest with you. I would like that a whole lot, to just, you know, throw it right in the garbage as soon as, oh, shit. Notification on the phone. Knack is $8 on the PlayStation sale this week. So if you want to play some Knack, there's never been a better time to play Knack.
Return of the Knack.
Yeah, exactly. It's my favorite hip hop melody. Return of the Knack.
The overtime or the overnight's over.
Yeah, thankfully the overnights are over. They were over Sunday night, Monday morning. What's great about that is Sunday night, which should have been a pretty quiet and easy evening, ended up blowing up in my face horrendously bad. So we had one of our presses go down for 6 hours. They worked on it, trying to get it back to working order. It was a goddamn nightmare. My boss had to come in at 11 o'clock. We finally got it busted loose, ready to rock at like 6, and I went home at 7. And then promptly tried to stay awake because I didn't want to lose a day off. So I stayed awake till like 10 and then passed the fuck out. So it, man, overnights get harder and harder on you. Like I was literally like sitting there falling asleep at the end of that third night. I was just, it was brutal, really brutal.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever, I mean, that one year at Best Buy, we had to work overnight for
Black Friday. Yeah.
So I think that was the only time I've ever worked.
Oh man, I've done so many overnights in my life.
I mean, I've gone in at like 4 o'clock before, which is not the same.
Between overnights at the Best Buy and obviously overnights at the radio station for a decade, plus the overnights at Hy-Vee to do resets and now overnights to do printing. I don't think I've worked a job that I mean, KFC and Arby's, deliver newspapers. I wasn't doing that overnight, but at most everything else I've always done it overnight somewhere. So
I mean, if you want a expert level delivering newspapers, doing it overnight would be,
it's the right call.
I've delivered mail in the dark, and let me tell you, it sucks.
Yeah, I can't imagine that delivering things in the dark is the right call. Like, I feel for, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, especially during the holiday season, because they're fucking busy, right? And you're fucking busy, and it just...
Usually I'm off by dark.
Yeah, just... These guys are still out there 5, 6, 7 o'clock just trucking along, and now that it gets dark at the crack of noon, it's a brutal time to be alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that. I hate all this.
Old daylight savings time strikes again.
It's the worst.
Talk about one of the most pointless things I think we do as a society. I really don't understand what the point is. I guess I've never looked either. Do you have like a TLDR what the fuck this is?
I mean, I think it's to give farmers an extra hour of daylight in the morning.
Okay. I thought it had something to do with the crops. I wasn't sure, but I thought, I mean, at this point, the only thing I'm smelling by the crops is shit because they're fertilizing absolutely everything right now. So I wake up in the morning.
Cereal got to grow.
Yeah, the grain for the Cheerios is not going to grow itself here in Cereal Town, USA. It has to be fertilized with shit and anhydrous ammonia, the two things, Iowa is known for. Absolute animal shit and methamphetamine parts.
Okay, yeah. That's what Lori Arnold told me.
Exactly right, yeah. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, I mean, outside of that, anything else big, exciting, fun going on down in the South? No, not a goddamn thing.
I found some news. Is that fun?
You know what? I do love some video game news, Ralph, so why don't we hit the theme to talk about some video game news?
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
Take it away, because I got nothing.
Well, I sent this out in our Discord the other day about SteamWorld Dig.
Oh, I fucking forgot about this.
So, well, actually, back up. The Gunk, which is made by the same people who make SteamWorld Dig, is coming out in December. And
people were saying that... People were saying that they were getting really big Luigi's Mansion vibes from this game, from the previews, which, like, that kind of got me a little rock hard, so I'm kind of into this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's cool. Like, I'm sure it's going to be a good game, and plus it's coming to Game Pass, so...
Yeah, anything with Game Pass, and I'm definitely into.
But, they announced SteamWorld Headhunter, which is a 3D sequel to SteamWorld Dig 2, which has got a third-person shooter, probably?
Yeah, like...
Co-op.
I watched the trailer for it, which was just a duel, essentially, between two old West robots, and they shot each other. The one shoots the other one, falls over. He walks over to the body to, like, confirm the death, and the dude's head's gone, and then the dude's head, like, flanks him, runs up, and, like, attacks it. So I don't know if you're swapping, like, maybe this is going to be like next Headlander meets SteamWorld Dig, which in the old, like, cool. I liked Headlander a lot, so I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm always down for more SteamWorld Dig.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything that you've played, have you played everything they made, right? Or did you not play Hand of Gilgamesh?
I didn't play that or whatever their
heist
first. I tried playing a heist. Okay. Whatever the first thing they put out that was before SteamWorld Dig 1.
Yeah. Some kind of tower defense. I've never played that either.
Yeah, I mean, I love SteamWorld Dig. I don't know why, but I fell off SteamWorld Dig 2.
It's really good.
And I couldn't. I'm sure it is good. I don't know why I fell off of it. And
it was different for sure. Like, it took a little bit to get into for me. I remember that.
Okay. Heist just was not my kind of game.
Yeah. I'm with you. It wasn't. I think you would enjoy Hand of Gilgamesh because, like, it's not hard. And, I mean, I'm an idiot, so I played it and really liked it. Same thing with Heist. Like, the thing with Heist, if I just kind of, like, talked myself into the idea that I'm playing a SteamWorld Dig, like, almost XCOM Mario and Rabbids kind of thingy mabobber, and, like, that really got me through it. And it was just, like, the writing's always so good, and just the character design, and it's funny. I don't know, man. Anything that they slap the SteamWorld name on gets me fucking tougher than a $2 steak, as JR would say. It fucking gets me rock hard, bud.
That's dangerous to hear.
It may be. Now, they did, like, it was, like, is it their parent company that had, like, some press conference about this stuff? Is that who it is?
Thunderful Games. Thunderful. Yeah, like, I guess I don't understand.
You've played a few of their other published games, right?
I actually don't know. I can tell you.
I believe you have. Yeah.
Mark Hamill did this press conference thing, whatever it was, presentation.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Thunderful Games.
Thunderful Games. Yeah. Let's see here.
So I didn't know if they just. So it was Image and Form, and I didn't know if it just changed the name into Thunderful or they just joined.
I feel like you played.
Form was integrated into Thunderful. Okay, in 2020.
Like this, I feel like this Lost in Random. Did you play that?
No. I'm just seeing all the SteamWorld stuff. But yeah, maybe
so. You might be right here. I might be way off.
Well, Thunderful owns the developer who made that Transformers Battlegrounds game.
Okay, that could be what I'm thinking of.
And it's like $8 on Amazon right now.
They're also like porting Super Meat Boy, which I think maybe is what like tricked my trigger of like, do they own Super Meat Boy or are they just putting it onto mobile? And then they showed off this Curse to Golf game, which I mean, listen, nothing's going to beat Golf Story, but I'm down for some like story golf games that are 8-bit. I'm kind of into this.
Yeah. Sounds fine with me.
Yeah. I'm into that. So I don't know. I was like, and I also think I might've gotten confused with Thunder Lotus, our friends, Thunder Lotus, who put out,
Spiritfarer
and, that other game I bought and didn't play.
Oh, man, what is that called? Wow. We saw it at PAX.
Yeah. I played it and interviewed him at PAX.
Sundered.
Right? Yep. Sundered. Real. I mean, man, what great art style on all their games, but yeah, Thunder Lotus. And I think I might have gotten confused there too. So take that for what it is. But I'm down for more SteamWorld shit. Give me all of that, please.
Are you down for a world of the Steam Deck being pushed back to 2022?
I was going
to
say, you know, I was kind of on with the Steam Deck for a hot minute, but man, I don't think I'm into that. And it being pushed back is no surprise to me, right? Like, A, there's probably a demand they didn't maybe expect, and B, nothing comes out on time anymore. So, I mean, the only thing coming on time is me. So, let's be real here.
Maybe even early, yeah.
Well, on time for me, buddy. That's way early.
Hey-o. I mean, I'm into the idea of the Steam Deck. It's just priced out of my range. And, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure they have to price it so high, but I'm just – it would just be a casual thing for me to – dip into PC stuff, so yeah. I can't justify paying what it is for.
You know, we talked about when it was announced the idea of like I don't need another platform to play video games on, unfortunately, as much as Steam sales and cheap video games on a PC is a thing. I've got a next gen console. I've got two next-gen consoles. I've got two Switches. I don't need a Steam Deck to play PC games. I just don't need it. I don't have enough time to play what I have. I've got a backlog bigger than my dick, so I just can't handle it. The wife liked that joke.
Yes, she did. She knows. That's not true.
Absolutely, she knows.
Because you just had an anniversary, and she knows.
Oh, buddy, she knows the early joke and that joke. She's all about it.
Yeah, that was, I think that was all the news I had.
The other news that like doesn't pertain to video games necessarily was Disney Plus Day was today, which they announced a few different things, which I don't know that you necessarily care about. The thing that that caught my attention that I thought maybe you'd be interested in is they're rebooting X-Men from the 90s and calling it X-Men 97. And it's basically going to be a sequel animated series with the same voice cast from the 90s X-Men show. And I'm awesome. Kind of into that.
Yeah. I used to watch the shit out of that.
And that and Spider-Man, I fucking right there all the time.
Radioactive Spider.
Yeah. So no word on, they are doing an animated Spider-Man show called Spider-Man Freshman Year on Disney Plus. But yeah, X-Men 97 coming, I think, next year or maybe the year after. 2023 is, I believe, when they're showing that off. So we got a little bit of ways, but... Yeah, that idea that they're going to do something with such an iconic, you know, at least formative for you and I, animated television show is really cool. And yeah, I mean, maybe they do the Spider-Man show after this, because that was kind of neck and neck with those were the shows for me that was the thing. And I believe HBO Max might already be working on kind of an Batman the Animated Series kind of spinoff show.
Yeah, they just need to keep digging in all this stuff.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, we are the culture of nostalgia, I think, more than our parents were. Like, we crave this shit so much more than they do. So nostalgia weighs heavily on the things that I enjoy. I think it weighs heavily on the things that you enjoy. So them digging into this makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this with game developers making video games harder. It's also kind of a nostalgia thing there, right? These video game developers that might be up and coming now were the ones playing these fucking hard ass arcade games where you just ate quarters and never got anywhere, or rented these games at the Blockbuster or Family Video or whatever, that you were like, holy shit, this game is impossible. Like, why am I playing this game? So, yeah, nostalgia, man. It hurts our wallets, I think, more than any of us really know.
Speaking of hurting wallets and X-Men, that arcade one-up,
I saw
X-Men.
This. Yes.
$500.
Oh, looks so good though.
Man, yeah, I want to buy so many of those.
Oh, buddy.
I feel like I got lucky getting a Ninja Turtles one for $200, and like I don't play it nearly enough. Like, I would if there wasn't a pandemic, I'd be having people over.
Oh, I'd be, yeah, absolutely. Playing, but... I'd just knock on the door and be like, "Can I come to the arcade?"
Yeah.
Yeah, four player X-Men, like. But at the same time, like, that, that's a lot of money. But at the same time, like, what you're getting for that, like, the value proposition isn't out of the realm of reality. You know what I mean? It's, you're not going to go buy an arcade machine and, you know, either build it back up or put a Raspberry Pi in it to do these things. So if you were this kind of person that wanted it, you could.
Yeah.
And it comes with a stool. You gotta have the stool.
I don't have the stool for the Ninja Turtle one. I could have bought it, but I don't know.
I've seen some of these tabletop ones, you know, the ones without the big stands for $200 or $300, and I've considered those, but I have not jumped on those. I believe I saw a TMNT one for $200 not too long ago that was tabletop. Basically just the top portion of the arcade, essentially, with the two-player. Yeah.
Yeah, they have an NBA Jam one like that too now.
Which is, I'm okay with that, but like, yeah, you're not getting the full quality of what this is if you don't have the riser and the stool, and the nostalgia kind of goes away if you don't have the whole shebang. But, you know,
I think the tabletop ones are also, the screen is smaller.
Yes.
At least with arcade one-up ones, they are.
They are not made as fully functional as the stand-up ones, I don't believe. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hell of a, you listen, at the end of the day, this costs less than the two brand new consoles out right now. So, I mean, what do you really want? Something that can play one game or something that can play every game? You want the one game, right? it makes the most sense.
I don't even know if there is. I don't remember if they have more games in there or not in that one. Like, I mean, most – I think almost all the arcade 1-ups have multiple games in them. I'm not sure if that one does or not.
Let's see here. X-Men 4-player Wi-Fi-enabled cabinet with stool. Let me see if it tells me.
What else?
X-Men 4-player four-player arcade game.
I bet that's it.
I think that's all.
They have Marvel Superheroes arcade cabinet, which was the old fighting game.
Here you go.
And it has few games.
Captain America, the Avengers. I'm sorry. And there's like Captain America, the Avengers, and the Avengers and Galactic Storm are all included also.
Well, that's on that.
On that, it says, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so that Galactic, whatever that is, that's a fighting game.
Okay.
Which I would not want to play.
Right.
The Captain America.
That's just regular side-scroller. Yeah, side-scroller beat-em-up.
Yeah, because they like ported that to Super Nintendo and Genesis, and it was not good. So the arcade's probably good.
I love these machines. I don't have a spot to put one, but I would love to own one or multiple. So, you know, pipe dreams, I suppose. And I don't mean dreaming about laying the pipe, just pipe dreams. What else video game news do you got there, Ralphius? I'm trying to think of anything else that I really saw come across my desk here, but I don't think I can think of anything.
Yeah, I got nothing unless you want to talk about blockchains and NFTs, which I don't, and I don't know anything about them.
No, so. I have no idea anything about a chain of blocks unless it's attached when I'm building Legos. All right, well, why don't we just we'll just bang over to what we have been playing. I finished 3 video games this week. Do you want to talk about any of those 3 video games? Careful, Ralph.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
I only see 2 on this list.
Ooh, let me edit my list here.
But you can, you finished Far Cry 6.
Oh man, Far Cry 6, Fry Cry. Fry Cry 6 was a bad game. The gameplay is really fun. Like I would like to just send you this game. Honestly, like I don't really need to trade it in. I don't know that you care much to play it.
I don't need to finish it.
Oh, that's right. You played a little bit of it and then traded it in.
Of course.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, man. Like, did you feel the gameplay was good, or am I just maybe churching it up a little bit?
I mean, I thought that was the best part to me. Like, I think it's fun. It's just, I've just done all that before.
Sure.
Because, I mean, I thought, well, it's not quite the same, but Far Cry Primal, I thought was fun. I mean, it's pretty similar setup. You're just not using guns. And I thought Far Cry 5 was a lot of fun. But then when I got Dreadpoint, Far Cry New Dawn, I was like, yeah, this is way too much like Far Cry 5.
Right.
And when I tried playing Far Cry 6, I was like, this is all the same shit once again.
See, I enjoyed the fact that there wasn't towers, right? Like, they definitely tried to change it a little bit. But I guess, like, if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the old adage. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The game ain't broke, right? We might be fatigued. We might be burnt out on it, but it's not broken. People are still going to buy it. People are still going to play it. I mean, they got their money from me. Now, what I'll say is, like, I'm kind of torn because I'm excited about the DLC because it's all based on the 3 villains the games have had, 3, 4, and 5. That's the DLC. And I think that's a cool idea. And the ending of Far Cry 6 teases the villain from the first game, as in either he's still alive, because I never finished 3, or that he just was never in the process of dying, and maybe this is a prequel, I don't know. But they tease that Voss is still alive again, or that this game is set prior to that, I don't know. So it's interesting. And so it's like, I kind of want to keep it just to check that out. Cause I have them for free. Cause of the season pass that came with the game that I bought. But I put 35 hours into that game and I just kind of felt flat about it. It was fine. And I didn't really have much of a challenge, but it was just kind of boring. And I just kind of did it because I have this problem where I dig I sink my teeth into games and I don't want to give up. I don't want to stop. And so I just keep going when I know that I can. You know, games like Cyber Shadow, where I get my ass just kicked in over and over again, and I know I can just stop and be okay with, that's different. Far Cry, like, I know I can play it. I know I can beat it. So in my brain, it's like, don't be a pussy. Just fucking finish it. And so I do. Where I'm that's my downfall, right? Is I just go through it. Where you're smart enough to be like, I don't need to waste my time here. I'm good. I got what I needed out of it, and I'll get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's about what I do to most games now.
It's like, but that's, well, okay.
This is fun, and I could definitely beat it, but
I mean, it's a $12 rental, you know. Essentially, like, I mean, you're keeping it. You're getting your enjoyment out of it. And if you like it enough, you'll keep it. If you don't like it, you'll fucking get rid of it and you get your money back. So, I mean, you're not doing it wrong by any means. I'm over here the dipshit that's like, hey, I'm gonna play this game that is probably not that great. Spend a lot of time on it, even though I don't need to, because I've got, again, backlog bigger than my penis. Should be playing those games instead, because a lot of them are better, probably. And I don't. I'm just like, I want to play Far Cry because that's a brand new game I bought. And so I do. And I just, man, I didn't even know that the game ended. I literally finished the last mission and I was like, what just happened? And I had to go watch the ending again on YouTube because I was like, what did I miss? Because I didn't even realize the game was over. No idea the game's over. Terrible.
Maybe they didn't either.
Yeah, they're still making it somewhere up in Ubisoft Montreal. So yeah, I don't know. Far Cry is fine. It's just not. It was not what I wanted it to be, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, I would give it a 50. I'd probably give it a 50 on the bus scale.
Okay. Maybe Ryan will have beaten it next time we talk to him.
Maybe even a 45. I don't know. It's not great. It's just not great.
Okay.
It'll wind up on a list by a de facto number of, like, I've only beaten so many games, so.
We beat three this week. So.
I did. You know what? Beating it three times, that's a lot of work. I'm just letting you know. It's a lot of work.
Yep. Can't even imagine. The cat is trying to knock my phone over. So that's okay. Is very annoying.
I understand. So
where would Ratchet and Clank place on your list?
Boy. So here's how I'm with Ratchet and Clank. I went back and listened to episodes, I believe it was 272 and 273 today. Which were the podcasts where you, Careful Ralph, talked about your love of Ratchet and Clank, because I had thoughts on Ratchet and Clank, but I didn't want to copy your thoughts or at least not give credence to how you felt. So I had my own thoughts, listened to what you had to say, and then was like, why did I, A, not ask more questions about this game, and B, I feel the exact same way. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm playing this game, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the best Star Wars game I've ever played. I mean, it's literally just the... And then I'm like... So, again, this happened today. I'm playing this. And I thought about this prior. And I'm like, I want to go make sure. Like, I want to give some credit where credit's due. Because you played it, you beat it, and you loved it. And so I go, and one of the first things you say, best Star Wars game you've ever played. I'm like, this guy has got it. He fucking knows. He's all over it. What the fuck? I'm like, how am I the asshole that had no idea to ask these questions or talk about it at that time, you know, cause I wanted to play Ratchet and Clank, but as I said, during those episodes, I have no affinity for Ratchet and Clank. I've never played Up Your Arsenal, which you talked about. I've never played those games to know what they are or enjoy them, similar to like the Sly Cooper games in those days. I just never got into them or played them. So the thing that really intrigued me about this game was, A, it's PS5 exclusive, so I knew it was going to take full advantage of the system, and B, because I knew you really liked it. So when I got it on Gamefly for $30, which is a fucking steal, by the way, I mean,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is game of the year. Like, I'm burying the lead, but from the story is so much fun. The characters are great. The gameplay is amazing. It takes full use of everything that Sony is throwing at you as far as the new console, the controller, the system itself. I mean, down to clicking on a keyboard and you're like feeling it in your controller. It's fucking engrossing. Like, it's everything you want in a Sony first party game and then some. It makes me extremely excited for what the future holds for first party Sony games. It also makes me very upset that some of these games, a la God of War Ragnarok, are not taking advantage of being a PS5 exclusive, which I think would be a big help to making the game, because this game runs seamlessly. I mean, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Seamlessly.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive I mean, it was the first PlayStation 5 game I played, so it like proved a lot to me that I made a good purchase by getting a PlayStation 5.
It's mind-boggling. Like, it's mind-boggling how good it is, you know? I don't even know, like, from... Again, I had no idea how this worked, right? So when I'm going back and listening to you talk about, like, okay, yeah, when you the more you use the gun, the more it upgrades. I'm like, okay, see, I didn't really latch onto that idea back then. And then using your wrench gave you more experience. It's like, okay, cool. Like, I like to melee anyway, so I do that. But I was trying to dig through and find out if you said anything about the armor pieces or the weapons, because I was really struggling. I'd only been using 4 weapons for the majority of the game because it worked for me. The base pistol works really well. You never go wrong with a shotgun. I liked the little bounce around gun. That seemed fun. And then I had the laser beam one. They're the big wide beam. Those are the ones that I really used the most of. And then I started, you know, branching out and buying this or that or this or that. But I think obviously the rocket launcher works super well. You can get the baby rockets that jump off of it, and then it homes. I mean the ease of playing this game is evident by the time you get to the end and there's an arena area where you have a bronze, silver, and gold, right? And Ralph knows what I'm talking about. And you figure the gold area would be like the toughest of them all, and it's a fucking cakewalk. It's an absolute cakewalk, which is awesome. It's awesome. I'm not mad about it, but like, I was just like, holy shit. Like, A, it's not gated off or stupid hard. It's very encompassing and easy for newer players to jump into, and just a lot of fun, man. Like, I really, really like this game a whole fucking lot.
Do you like the clink, thing
kit?
Where,
oh, the, yeah, the, just this, the little, well, little, the Lemmings games.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh man. Yeah. My dad came over today for a little bit, and we were gonna watch Dune, and then he ended up getting called into work, so I just kept playing Ratchet and Clank this afternoon, and I jump into one of these little rift areas, and he's like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Basically, it's Lemmings with puzzles, right? Like it's a Lemmings puzzle. So you have to like throw this here, throw this there. Like the very end one, I mean, I was this close to having to look it up, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here. Like I'm really struggling here." And then it finally just like clicked to me that I needed to jump over here and then throw the electric one there and zip over. And I'm like, okay, cool. I got it. But it never felt cumbersome or I couldn't overcome the problem I was having. You know what I mean? It never felt too difficult. It was just the right amount of challenge. You know, it's that platformer feeling of, you know, you're making the right jump when you jump and you catch your fingertips on it. Right. You don't make it too easily where you just glide over it. You make the jump because the developer knows you will, but you make it with a little bit of, you know, you're grasping for the stretch. So I don't know, man. It hit all the boxes. Like it did everything that I wanted it to and more. And I'm really happy. I do agree that it probably could. I was ready to wrap it up maybe a couple hours ago. Not to say it overstayed its welcome. I'm just saying, like, I felt the crescendo of this story building, and then it kind of was like, let's go a little bit further, and then we're going to end. And it's like, I didn't need that, right?
Yeah.
No
game knows when to end anymore.
No. The boss level or the boss at the end, in typical platformer fashion, was the pussiest boss of all time. Just a pussy.
Yeah. He wasn't much.
No, wasn't a goddamn thing. But yeah, I don't know that you have a bunch of questions, or maybe you have anything more you want to share about it. But I really did. You end up platinuming it? I remember you talked about it, or I listened to you talk about it.
I didn't. I like went back and tried to play it at some point, and I was like, I really like this game, but I don't really want to play it ever again.
Part of me is like, I wouldn't mind at least getting the last few trophies that I could probably clean up. But I think I'd like to use this, and I'm debating whether I want to use this and Far Cry, but I'm definitely want to use this for trade-in credit, which I haven't traded in a game in fucking forever, and get Guardians. I'd really like to get Guardians and play it. So,
okay. I should have sold that to you.
Oh yeah. Oh, spoiler alert! Sold it. Donezo. That, and I really wanted to. I need to look at the buy 2 get 1 frees that are on right now with Target and Amazon and GameStop. Because we want to get the kids the new Mario Party game for Christmas. And then like Guardians might be on that same list. And then, you know, a couple other things on there. So it's like, I mean, fucking, if I'm going to buy them, you might as well buy them. They're buy two, get one free. So. I haven't seen the Mario Party, but I've seen Guardians on there.
Yeah. And I saw, was like Miser put up there Friday ad. And I thought Guardians was going to be 30.
Ooh. Yeah. I might wait then.
So, I mean, if anybody else has similar prices, then yeah. May want to wait on that. I don't know.
I really want to play Guard. Like, that's the next. Like, I've got other games I need to play. I could probably get back to Persona 5 Strikers. I could get back to Deadly Premonition 2. I could get back to Ace Attorney Chronicles. Like, I've got plenty of things to fuck around with. But I feel really accomplished getting through. Like, I expected to like Ratchet and Clank. It's just so tight and. That is a fucking good video game. Like, I'm blown away at how good that video game is.
Yeah, it's real good.
I know Ryan's kind of weird about like buying new games, so he has them in his collection, but I wish Ryan would buy this off me and play it, because he needs to play it.
Yeah, I think he'd like it.
I think you would too.
He's played some of them before.
It's so fun. And just the one thing I'll complain about is riding that fucking dragon thing. That was awful. That thing sucked to drive. the bird thing on that on Sargasso, and then you have to fly with it at the very end game where you're taking down those ships. Anyway, it sucks to drive with all the morts, all the things that are named Mort.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Did you, when you were in the prison area, do you remember, did you go through all the prison cells just to try to see if there's any like hidden, I was hoping there'd be like some kind of secret. I mean, there was the gold thing in there, but I was hoping there'd be, I don't know, like an Easter egg in there somewhere for something. I don't know what, but like Spider-Man sitting in a cell or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Anything active, like Tony Hawk's in there, just like skateboarding back and forth, like just something stupid I thought would be really fun. Cause I mean, it's cartoony anyway. Why not?
Yeah, no, that would have been good. Maybe next time.
Yeah,
they
got to
make a sequel.
Oh man. I'm sure it sold like gangbusters. Like this is man, I'm a Sony fanboy, but like, I've never played any of these games, so I have no real reason to say this, but like, this is a 9 out of 10 all day. This is a 70 out of 74 buses right here, bud. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, I loved up Your Arsenal, like you said, and I said several episodes ago. But I guess if you were to go back and play like one of them, they're pretty similar, which I guess isn't really a bad thing.
Sure.
It's like, yeah, I mean, the weapons, you're like, the more you use them, the more you upgrade them. That's like how that's always been.
Which is a good mechanic.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the games used to be more linear. This one's not like, I don't know if you'd call it open world. I don't know. I mean, I guess you can go anywhere, but
yeah,
it's still not huge.
I wouldn't say it's open world by any means. It's more like choose your own adventure. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
You get to the same point regardless.
Yeah. So I guess that's like the biggest difference, I think, between the old ones and now. But yeah, I don't know. They're so all worth fun. It.
Yeah, really. Would those lend themselves to like a remaster of those old games? Because like, they did a Ratchet and Clank for the PS4, right? And then you can play that now on PS5.
Yeah, that was a remake of the very first game.
Right.
Supposedly. I mean, they've got the three PS2 games were all remastered for PS3.
Right.
But then there may have been four of them on PS3. I don't know.
I wonder if those would, I mean, in an era of remasters and remakes, if this would be one of the ones they could do and get away with. You've done Crash, you've done Spyro. Is Ratchet the next one?
I mean, they very well could, but I don't know. Sounds like Insomniac's got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's no shit.
So
that's no shit. And I last thing I played one more game. You know me and my indie games, Ralph. I fell in love with this indie game.
Unpacking.
Have you seen anything about this or watched anybody play this yet?
No, I've seen it's getting good reviews, but I have not actually seen any footage of it, so I'm not sure what it is.
You might be bored out of your fucking mind with this game because it's literally you start in like you're this girl. You don't know you're a girl technically in the beginning of the game. You're a girl. You're in your bedroom. There's boxes. You click on the box. It opens. You then have like you'll click it. One thing will come out of it. You have to find the right. I mean, you can set it all on the floor and then put it where you think it needs to go. Basically, you take everything out of the boxes, you decorate the room how it needs to be decorated or how you think it should be decorated, and then once it's over, it'll either tell you that, hey, you put everything in the right spot, or it'll flash red and say, this doesn't go here. And you got to move it, and then that's it, and then you take a picture, and it gives you a little bit of, like, story fluff, and then you move on, like, 3 years later, and now you're a teenager, or 5 years later, and you're in college, and 6 years later, you're living with your boyfriend, and 8 years later, maybe you're not living with your boyfriend, and you're still just doing this, but the rooms grow from like, hey, you're in your bedroom to, hey, now you have a bathroom to, hey, now you have three bedrooms, a kitchen, a dining room and a bath. You know, it just gets exponentially bigger while trying to tell you this story of this person's life. So while very simplistic, was just a shit ton of fun. I had a really, really good time with it. The kids are literally downstairs playing it right now. The coconut wife played it and then she finished my save and restarted her own save file. So, you know, if you need like an OCD scratcher of like, hey, I want my kitchen to have my spices over here in this area and my coffee utensils over here, like that's what this game is just putting shit where you would normally, where you feel it needs to go. And then the game will either tell you, yep, or hey, this strainer doesn't belong here. You got to put it somewhere else. And then you got to kind of puzzle your way into figuring out where it actually belongs.
That's interesting.
Is it
on Game Pass?
It was on Game Pass. I do believe it's $15 or $20 on the eShop. And if you want to buy it, but yes, it was on the old Game Pass, which, man, I'll tell you what, just fucking, I just get Game Pass. Get that fucking buy a 3 months of Game Pass Ultimate for Christmas or something.
I got too many games. I would get anxiety about
no
service when I wasn't playing.
Yeah, games. I mean, fuck it. You just delete it anytime and have to worry about it. $20 on the Nintendo Switch store, which I think maybe 20 is a little much. It's probably like a 4 hour game. I'd say if you could get it for 12 to 15, that would be like, I mean, anything under 10 is perfect, but $12 to $15 is absolutely worth it. Like, it was just really cute, really fun. The art's really great. There's little hidden elements to it as far as, like, I'll give you one. You find a Rubik's Cube at one point, and I didn't realize this till later. If you click on the Rubik's Cube enough times, it solves it, and then it gives you an achievement for it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun. So, like, there's different things you can interact with in there, which you're not thinking about in the moment because you're just worried about unpacking, right? So, and it's, yeah, just it's just a lot of, it's very satisfying.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so check that out. $20 on, you know, it's on fucking everything. I think it's Steam, Switch, Xbox, Humble, GOG, no PS, but that's because it's on Game Pass. So, but yeah, take a look at Unpacking. I think it's really, really fun. A really good game.
Okay, so, yeah.
But that's everything that I've played. I checked out some phone games that I keep doing that. I've talked about that a few different times. I played a game. Let's see here.
Pikmin game?
No. I played a game called Dicey Elementalist, which was fine. And then I keep staring at Hearthstone, which I just can't Andrew Morgan myself into playing, so... it hasn't happened, but it's there just in case. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for me. So that means it's time for you, Mr. Snacky Poo. Ryan is going to miss out on talking about one of these games for sure. But why don't we start with what you finished, which was Neptunia and Senran Kagura Titty War, Ninja Wars.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the Neptunia games. But there's a lot of them. I have played several Shinran Kagura games.
You have played plenty of titty games. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they're just like standard, like hack and slash. Well, like character action. I don't know. It's dumb fun. And this game feels like a Shinran Kagura game. Like, it's so linear. Like, you just throw in this little level and you just got to kill a few enemies and get to the end. There's only like a few enemy types, and they'll be like, well, here's the enemy, but now it's a different color. So that means it's harder.
This is just Japanese ass Japanese shit, right?
Very, very Japanese. There's a plot. I don't know. They talk way too much in this game. It almost becomes like visual novel at some point. Like, they're going on for so long, and I don't like what they're talking about is so pointless. Man, I don't know why I finished this game, if we're being honest. Like, it was...
I was just going to say, are you about to tell me that you finished this but didn't finish Guardians of the Galaxy? Because what the fuck?
Well, this was a lot shorter, I think, than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure.
This took, like, 13 hours. It was probably too much. It's not a good game. I put a video up of it on our TLUSB YouTube channel. 10-minute clip. I don't know. There's not much to it.
Tits? A lot of tits? Not a lot of tits.
It's rated teen. I heard it's been censored.
T for tiny titties. Like, not that many titties.
Well, yeah, perhaps.
14 views, man. Let me tell you. You just got to keep playing these titty games, buddy. Like, it's just getting some traction.
Apparently. It's... Don't play it.
I won't. Hold on. I was clicking through your video here, and I saw what looked to be like a plate of poop. What is this?
Oh, I don't know.
There's something that looked like some poop. Boss Gage, you're battling a boss. There's break. Yeah, like typical games. There's a break. What's that? What's this? Oh no, right there. Nope, that's not it.
Don't play.
I lost it. I think I lost the poop.
I don't remember any poop in this game.
Oh, it's right there. God damn it. It's the provisions pill, but it's just like a little brown thing on a piece of paper. It just looks like a fucking pile of poop.
Okay, yeah. It's just like a health.
I just want you to eat some poop. Eat some shit. Yeah.
You can pick up a ninja prophylactic, and I don't remember what that did. But that's what it was called.
It was just like a generic Harden to make you more defensive minded, probably.
Like James Harden.
Exactly. Yeah. This Minotaur is pretty dope. This demon bull.
Yeah, don't worry. You get to fight it like three more times.
Is it Minute's son? Demon?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, what Minute Bull?
I thought so.
Remember that Great Shack song where he's like, Minute Bull, I gigged on him. Good Shaq song.
Was that?
I don't remember what that song's called.
You listen to that with a Shaq-a-roni and you'll be in good shape.
Yeah, probably. Man, I remember when that Shaq tape came out when I was in like third or fourth grade. That was hot.
People thought it was hot, man. They were playing Macho Man rapping the other day on the sports station here on my way to work. They were talking about
Dan Hogan.
It's exactly the song they were playing. That's pretty good. It's like, oh man, this Macho Man rap album is so bad. So bad. Man. So yeah, finished Shinran Kagura. I mean, just kind of a time waster, you think?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of like character action games anymore. Just like, you know, like square triangle games are just like comfort food to me. So, this game, the triangle is throwing it. Shuriken, so it's not really a square triangle. It's more like square.
Listen, I'm okay with a one buttoner. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You also played, I believe you had already played this game, right? For the Switch, Talos Principle. You already played it once on the PS4?
Yeah, I'd beaten it on PS4. Yeah, I'd forgotten. Special reserve games.
You buy so many of these, you just forget them.
I mean, I ordered it like in June or something.
Of 2017. Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah. they take forever. Special reserve games, I feel like they have like really nice packaging and stuff when you buy stuff from them.
They haven't sold out like Limited Run has.
No, they don't like do kind of weird shit like Limited Run likes to do. I would still buy stuff from Limited Run.
Yeah.
Buy nearly as much as I used to. You wouldn't see this probably because you wouldn't care. Limited Run put out a book called like The Entire Run or something, where it's like a, well, you know, just like a kind of like a coffee table picture book, if you will, of every Limited Run release. And they put, so like they had a regular version that was like $35 or something, like way too high. I think it was soft cover. Then they had a hardcover version that was also autographed by the two guys who founded Limited Run, and it was like way higher.
Yeah, $200 or something.
I do. Why would I want these guys' autographs?
It's fucking stupid.
Bonkers. Talos Principle.
Yeah.
That's a great game. The Switch version does not run well. Big surprise.
Yeah, no surprise there.
But yeah, that's like one of the best puzzly games to come out in a long time. Like, have you ever played this?
I don't believe I have. No, I want to say it came out for PS Plus at one point, but maybe it didn't.
It might have. It's been out for quite a while. Yeah.
Is this puzzly in the way that like, what the fuck's that dude's game where you're like looking, huh?
You seen The Witness?
Yeah. The Witness. Is it puzzly like that or like different style puzzles?
I think these are a lot easier to figure out. I don't know. Like, kind of hard to describe, but basically you're just at the beginning, you got to pick up these jammer things, and there's these different gates or enemies. Basically you have no way to attack. If you get hit by something, you're dead. So you gotta like figure out how to use, you know, like so many jammers, and you have to figure out how to use them to get through the gates and by the enemies. I don't know, it's kind of like wrapped around. It's almost like God's talking to you, and there's like a bunch of philosophical stuff going on. You can like find these old computers and like talk to the computer kind of, and I don't know. It's super interesting, I think, and I think it's a lot of fun.
Like a HAL kind of thing where you're talking to it?
Well, it's just typing back at you. It's not really talking, I guess.
Right on.
I don't know. I think it's a super interesting game. Kind of wish they'd make another one.
That's interesting for sure. Didn't they made other games too, right? The people that made this game?
From the makers of Serious Sam.
Okay. It's not the game I was thinking of, but yeah. I feel like they'd made something else, but I'm probably wrong.
They might have. They've made a bunch of Serious Sam games. And this also has at least one DLC expansion thing with it, the Switch version, which I don't think I've played that.
Nope, definitely not what I'm thinking of. What's never mind. I'm trying to think of like what the game is that I'm thinking of that I thought might have been made by them, but it just doesn't matter. It's a game that you had played, but
anyway,
we'll move on. You played a lot of games, including Battle Axe. You played Battle Axe this week.
Yeah, also got a video up of Battle Axe on our TLUSP channel.
I had watched this one earlier in the week.
That game is I'm kind of torn on it because, like, it's super fun, and I think it looks really neat. It's a lot like an old arcade game.
Right.
Well, the mid-90s, probably. It's got, like, four levels, and that's it. And it's so freaking hard, I can't beat it. And,
it's,
like, there's,
it's got like the over-the-shoulder kind of look of like a gauntlet kind of thing, right? I mean, it doesn't play like gauntlet, but it looks kind of like in that angled, whatever the fuck you want to say.
Yeah, like isometric.
Isometric. Thank you.
It's like if you combine gauntlet with Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Okay,
there you go. I saw that in the review, that's pretty much it. It's super fun, but you don't really see, like, I can. It's only got two difficulty options, easy and hard, which is ridiculous. But if I put it on easy, I can get to the fourth stage and die. And consistently, I can't beat it. I mean, you can play two players, but I've only tried one. But so, like, that's all. Like, it's not like I'm I go there and die and I just have to start over. It's not right. like roguelite where I'm like gaining something.
No experience, no weapons.
No experience.
It's just knowledge of you losing.
Basically, like you can, if you get enough gold coins, you can buy something at the end of every level. I don't know. Like, it doesn't really tell you what these things do, but I think one makes your melee stronger, one makes you faster, and one maybe makes, like, you can throw weapons, so maybe makes your throwing weapon faster also, or stronger. So, yeah, I think it's really fun, but, man, like, if I play it and, like, die, like, two or three times in a row without getting any farther, it's just like, I can't play it for days after that.
Right. No, I completely understand. Like, I mean, again, this does, if you were to look at the game, look it on the YouTube, it doesn't look like it probably cost very much to purchase. It's just more of kind of like a, hey, let's play this in my downtime kind of game, right? Like a downtime game.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It's also got an infinite mode, which is just, it randomly generates the levels, and I don't think it's nearly as fun.
That's like when Ratchet and Clank was like, hey, we got a challenge mode. And I was like, I'm good. I'm good. I like the no challenge. I feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fuck this up.
So, yeah, I like Battle Axe. I want to play it co-op with someone.
Yeah,
I think it'd be pretty neat if they like made an arcade version of this, which I don't know why they would, but it seems like something to go well in an arcade.
Yeah. I'm with you. Wish I was closer. I'd swing over and we're just fucking two-player Jamestown that shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. And last but not least of things that you played this week, backlog game of the week, backlog loser game of the week, I should say. Yep. Ryan's going to be upset. He'll have to listen to us talk about Chicken Police, Paint It Red.
Yeah, I don't like this game at all.
I didn't see if you put a video up of this. Did you put a video up of this?
I did. It's basically a point and click, well, kind of adventure game. And I don't know. Like, I thought.
That's right. It's just real stupid looking.
Like, it seems like it could be hilarious, and it probably is, but I just can't play these kind of games anymore.
Hmm.
So I played it for like 20 minutes, and 10 minutes of that I made a video with.
Are you said character whose name is that name?
Yeah.
Is that your character? That's a deal. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, it didn't help either. But nobody's going to know what we're talking about.
That's before. Okay. But that would make me not also, that would make me not want to play it also. So understandable.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just can't really do the whatever this kind of game is anymore. In the video, you're trying to interrogate this lady or something. And
yeah,
I'm like,
Deborah. We're talking to a Deborah Ibanez.
Yeah. I messed that up and I just barely passed. And I was like, yeah, I think I played this enough for the backlog challenge.
I'm from Grassmore. I have a slight accent. Don't you know?
Yeah, it's all like voiced.
Do you know where is it? So the English translation is real good too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you may be into this game. I don't know. Maybe up your alley.
Yeah, see, I remember like just the idea of like interrogating people that are actual half animals was like very strange and weird to me. But
yeah, I mean, I think the concept's pretty good. I don't know. I'd rather be like running and jumping on people's heads. Apparently,
titties. A lot of titties.
Or be battling that deer till its clothes fell off. That's really what I'm into.
Right. Yeah. That's probably way more of an actual game than what this is right now. But hey, you did it. Backlog game of the week. Paint It Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game is rated mature.
I would say how, but you would not know because I'm guessing language.
They do cuss a lot. Okay. Yeah.
I was gonna say I wonder if it was language, but.
It'd be other stuff.
Yeah, like deer rape or something. Anything else you might have played this week that you want to talk about there, Ralph?
I tried playing, I think I talked last time, but I was going to get that Prinny Presents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Classics.
You did.
And it comes with two games. Phantom Brave and the Bermuda Triangle, I guess what it's called.
Okay.
The other one was like Soul Nomad. I forget the subtitle. I tried playing the Soul Nomad game, and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Are you... Go ahead.
It was just like strategy RPG, and I have to be like... I like those kind of games, but I have to be in the right mindset to play one. So, and I was not when I was trying to play it the other day. Yeah, I think that was originally a PS2 game, and the Phantom Brave... Oh, I wanted to say it was a PSP game, but now I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that was. And then they remastered them, both of them.
My question to you is going to be, with Nintendo doing the online and adding 64 games, which in theory sounds great, and the backlash of it has been horrendous, are you at all interested in checking this out? Playing any of those games?
I am, because... If they start putting, like, the rare
stuff, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, literally rare.
Rare, yeah.
Or from the company Rare also. But, because, like, that, well, they're going to put that F-Zero X game on, which isn't rare, but I don't own it. And I would like to play that. But I guess a lot of the expensive N64 stuff they probably wouldn't put on, because it wouldn't be Nintendo published. So... I don't know. I've heard it's weird with, well, on Player One podcast, which you probably heard.
Yeah. The shading.
Well, and CJ was talking about playing, he calls it Ocarina of Time. I always call it Ocarina.
Ocarina.
I don't know which one it is.
It's Ocarina.
But he was saying, like, N64 controller
Mecha Ocarina. Anyway, sorry. What?
It has the yellow C buttons, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
In the dock. So you just use the right stick on the Switch controller. It does. If you want to push C down C, wherever the hell it is, you just push down on the right stick. And, like, I don't like that at all.
Nope. Just use the you have two D-pads. Use one of them.
Yeah. So.
Like what?
But you can theoretically buy the N64 controller that they're selling through the Nintendo store, which is like another $60. But I'd almost rather just pay like real money to get the real N64 game and play it on my N64. But not everybody has an N64, I guess. So
I wish I still had my green one. Just like there's plenty of games on the 64 that I like, well, I you say rare, so it's like I've never played any of the Banjo games. Like I'd play those. You know, I'd never played I don't believe I'd ever played Perfect Dark, but I'd play Perfect Dark. You know,
you could just get Rare Replay and that would solve a lot of these
you know
problems.
What? Rare Replay might be free on the Xbox Series X. I think it's on Game Pass, so you're probably right.
That's the best way to play any. I think, yeah, all the banjos are
on there. Yeah,
that's by far the best way to play them because it would look nice too.
Probably so.
And you would play all. You'd play Banjo. Would be like, oh, I gotta collect a whole bunch of shit. I'm over this.
Yeah, I'd be like, I just did this in Ratchet. I don't want to do this shit now.
And then you play Perfect Dark and be like, huh, first-person shooters have come a long way, haven't they?
Yeah, it's no GoldenEye, I'll tell you that.
Well, it was after GoldenEye.
Oh, fuck.
I still think GoldenEye's more fun.
GoldenEye was so fun. I don't know why, but GoldenEye was so good. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll check that out. But... Yeah, I don't know. I just, for me, I like the idea. Everything in theory, right? And I talked about this back on the Super Nintendo and the regular Nintendo going to the Switch Online. You could go get a Raspberry Pi and put all these games on there. You know, I don't need to own a SNES Classic, a Nintendo Classic. I can have all these. But it's the idea that Nintendo's the one doing it. So then when Nintendo's the one doing it and then they do it poorly, that's when it starts hurting to like, ooh, like... What a, like, come on, man. Like, what are we really doing here? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they should just, I know they couldn't really do it, but they just should be like, okay, you want to pay $60 a year for this NSO and the N64 Genesis expansion? Here's every N64 game.
Yeah.
All not, here.
Not eight of them.
Like, that would be amazing. Like, even if the emulation wasn't that great or whatever's going on.
If it was
on,
the
like,
entire library, yeah.
mean, I know they, it'd be impossible to do that, but like, that's so neat.
Yeah. But I mean, how many Nintendo owned products could they put in a, you know, in that they own a lot of that library.
Yeah. Like they could probably get most of the stuff. I just don't like the sports games, maybe a nightmare, which I don't, you probably wouldn't want them anyway. Maybe like the King Griffey Jr. Oh, what's it called? Slugfest on the
Slugfest. Yeah. Slugfest. Yeah. I remember those.
Maybe. I mean, that might work, but like in some of those, like the companies no longer exist who made the games. So somebody probably owns them though, but I don't, well, somebody would have to own them. I don't know who that would be now. That could be a nightmare trying to figure out.
To that point, and we'll talk about this before we get out of here, I thought the licensed music was going to be absolute shit in the GTA remasters because I thought that was going to be the biggest problem they had. But really and truly, it looks like they did okay. You know, the one, did you look at the list of songs that are missing at all?
No, I forgot to check that out.
Let's see here. GTA remastered music. Because I want to say I've got, I had a list that talked about all the songs that were in there and all the songs that were missing.
I heard some, well, was it Beat It wasn't in there?
Yeah, the Michael Jackson songs were not in there. There was one that was that I was like kind of bummed about, to be honest with you. Again, I want to see if I can get there, but I might have to turn.
Beatles. You got to have that shit in there. Iran so far away.
I mean, yeah, that is the song of the entire thing. Like, if they didn't have that song, I think you might as well not make these fucking, these goddamn, yeah. I mean, I'm being honest with you. Like, you can't have Vice City without Iran. Like, it's literally just that's a stupid idea. No, not this fucking guy either. God damn it. What the fuck? Oh, there we go. Here are the songs missing from Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy. From Vice City, you had Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise not in there, which I think that's a pretty big one because that was the radio station that I listened to the most, was the classic rock one.
Yeah, it's a good jam.
One thing leads to another. That song's not in there. Yeah. Stepping Out from Joe Jackson, Video Kill the Radio Star, Japanese Boys, Cars, Poison Arrow. Again, Want to Be Starting Something, Jackson, not in there. Billie Jean, not in there. Lionel Richie, Running with the Night, that one sucks to not have. But the song that wrecks it for me, that really sucks for me in my opinion, Ozzy, No Bark at the Moon. Like, man, I heard that song so many times when I played Vice City. That sucks to not have.
Yeah, it does suck.
Three apparently has no songs missing. Vice, San Andreas, you got Running Down a Dream from the Rest in Peace Tom Petty. Woman to Woman by Joe Cocker. Let me just go through some of these songs. Yum Yum from Fatback Band. I don't think I know that song, do I?
I don't.
You Dropped a Bomb on Me. I think I only know that song from there. Loopzilla from George Clinton. Tupac, I Don't Give a Fuck ain't in there. Express Yourself from NWA isn't in there. Hellraiser from Ozzy isn't in there. Rage, Killing in the Name of isn't in there. Some James Brown, Funky President and the Payback, Bobby Bird, Blackbirds. So, you know, they did a pretty good job, but some of those are kind of iconic, I guess, right? But, yeah, at the end of the day, they got Flock of Seagulls in Vice City, and really, like, that's the one for me that it had to have.
Well, and Africa by Toto.
Yeah, that's true. Africa and Toto is definitely in there still, too.
I never played GTA 3, so I didn't even know if it had licensed music. I didn't even know.
Yeah, let me see here.
I don't know why I never played it. Well, I didn't have a PS2 until Vice City came out. That's probably why.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to just get to some things that you would know here. Royce da 5'9 is in GTA 3 a bunch of different times. There's a couple instrumental beds from Rush. Let's see. I think maybe that's it. Some Mozart and shit like that. So apparently not as much as I remember being there. But yeah, Vice City was the one that was just like, here's all of the music you remember from the 70s. Like, let's do it. So, yeah, you know, I installed San Andreas on my Xbox. I have not played it yet. The people are kind of shitting on these remasters.
Yeah, I mean, I'd heard the Switch versions weren't great, but that's not surprising.
I didn't even know, like, is it because they just don't run well? I didn't even really look as to why this is the problem.
I didn't look too hard, but that was my understanding. Or, like, the graphics weren't, like, the resolution wasn't great or something. Yeah, I don't even see it. I was going to look it up on Metacritic.
I was just trying to pull up Metacritic, but there's nothing there.
They don't have any Metascores. So
oh,
you
want to
guess what the user score
is? Is it, what's it out of, 100?
The user score is out of 10.
Oh, so it's got to be a 2.
1.1.
Ooh!
That's the Xbox One version. I'm not sure why that's the version I clicked on.
What are people bitching about?
Well, I was going to see if I could find any real reviews before I went to the... Here's a couple Switch reviews. Let's see.
Okay.
Here, Nintendo Life. Okay. Let's see what they got to say. Shockingly rough package that manages to suck pretty much all the fun out of the stellar crime epics. Poor port, shoddy, stuttery, low resolution, full of bugs, glitches, audio problems. Let's see. If Ken grab this one on any other platform, we'd advise you do so. Or hold off until it's been patched.
Here's some headlines here for you. And now this doesn't tell us really a whole lot, but here's some headlines for the Grand Theft Auto trilogy from Kotaku. Looks great, feels unfinished. GTA trilogy pulled from PC. Data miners discover it contains missing music and a bunch of dev notes. GTA trilogy theory explaining Rockstar's launcher outage. GTA trilogy is a mess. Classic mods and old GTA games didn't need to die for these unfinished remakes. It's having a rough launch in multiple respects. They pull the remastered trilogy on PC. So we'll see what comes of this. I have not purchased this again. It was free on Game Pass for San Andreas, which I will gladly check out at some point. But yeah, this is kind of it's not a great look for Rockstar, I would think, right?
No. Here's one. PS5's got one review. They get it 70 out of 100. It says it struggles to deliver a totally smooth experience. So frame rate must be rough or something.
Yeah, it just must not play as well as it should, unfortunately.
I cannot handle a PS2 game, you know?
You heard it here first on the Level Up Show podcast. PS5 not as powerful as a PS2.
Okay, hold on. You want to guess what the user score is for the PlayStation 4 version?
Ooh, it's got to be lower. 0.7.
0.6.
Very close. So close.
Man,
this is getting shit all over. I kind of love it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, the user score, I don't know.
You never really believe that because people review bomb the shit out of things, but...
Oh, man.
It's a bad deal.
Trash, super trash.
anybody say hot garbage or dumpster fire? Those are my two slogans.
Well, here's another one that just says trash.
Yeah, trash.
Piece of crap.
Yep.
It doesn't worth your time.
Yeah, that's good English. You should also make a rap song about Metacritic reviews. You should like try to get people to drop Metacritic reviews of a song of yours or like what you envision they might say and then rap about it. That would be fun. Clap back at fake critics.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be all right.
I can get into that.
That might be kind of fun. Trash. It makes me happy. That's funny stuff. Let's wrap up the show. Let's wrap up the show with the one and only Careful Ralph, the only other person on the show tonight with Surmise the Score. Ralph, take it away.
Do Surmise the Score. the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this thrilling new season, it's been new for a long time.
Yeah.
Whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. Just like Ryan made me play Chicken Police last time.
He's not here to reap the benefits.
He's not. The backlog list, powered by Subway.
Sub fresh.
Sub your own way. Sub your fresh. Sub your ass out the door with the sub. One time we. I don't even know where my pins are. I've lost them.
No. The cats have eaten all of them.
Probably. The one does like to carry them off. It's just bizarre. The aforementioned, The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles.
Oh, yes.
Good game. Was my scores for that one time. 87 okay. out of 100. That's what I had last time I checked, which I think is still correct. That's the Switch version. Is it also on? Is it on anything else?
It's on PS4, I do believe.
Okay, maybe the Switch version is the only one with a physical version, which is weird. I don't know if that's true or not.
I believe you are correct there.
Okay, that's odd. That's very un-Capcom like. With second place in the bag with a guess of 79. Was Ryan.
Oh, man. Ryan, you're fucking so lucky you're not here.
No. Yep. You blew it.
This was not planned. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Could have been you.
Drats. And nailing it with a guess of 80 was the aforementioned Ralph.
Oh, yes. Derek loses. Fuck.
Losing it with a guess of 74.
The guy who bought... Well, I guess you bought the game technically too, but... Shit.
It's
true. Boy, I have not added anything new to my list for months.
Okay, because Derek, I have won the right to make you play a game from your backlog list.
Which includes?
Includes all Game Pass titles.
Any Game Pass or Switch Online games.
So, I want you to play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Hey, you know what? That's perfect because I already want to play it. Trying to finish that game would be fucking ridiculous.
Oh, you don't have to finish. Can you? You think you can Twitch?
I can figure out a way how to stream some. Absolutely.
Does that get archived to YouTube?
I don't think it does. I don't think we have our stuff set up to archive, but I might be able to dig into figuring out how to do that. Or maybe I wonder if I could also just, can you capture on the Xbox Series X? I would think you could.
Yeah, I bet you can.
So I wonder if I could just capture it and then send it to the YouTube channel like I did with the Far Cry one. Because you're right. The stream quality is night and day different when you capture it and then upload it.
Yeah, I knew it was for me at least.
It absolutely is for me. I mean, I'm Serial Town USA, not an internet heavy town.
No, I did see that the Switch just got Twitch.
Did it? That's kind of dope.
Yeah, I haven't tried anything with it yet, but maybe I can start streaming.
There you go.
I don't know.
Did you ever finish or go back to Final Fantasy? Or did you trade it in?
I've been playing it every once in a while.
That's a good game to just kind of chip away at.
Yeah, because the length of it kind of scares me.
Nah, it shouldn't. It plays really well. So,
I think I just so like you were like picking up these key cards and trying to decide what to take off of this boss. Does this make any sense? Like it'd be like, well, if you insert this key card, you can remove some kind of bombs that it drops. Like you get to make a choice.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, kind of.
Okay, I haven't. So I think it was after I planted the bomb in the second reactor, and like
right. They
were showing us on TV. But I haven't fought the boss yet. But I was getting ready to.
Yeah, I think I took off the bombs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I did.
That's what I would do.
No, there's there were a lot of choices.
Right. Yeah, I would definitely take off the bombs because I think that way they're not just like randomly dropping on you. But that boss isn't that hard, so.
Okay. I mean, that whole game didn't seem.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a boss, but someone was wrecking my ass. I just barely survived.
There are some times that you get into some fights that you're not like, you're just like, whoa. Like what's going on here? Like do I need to maybe level up a little bit? Do I need to grind? Like what the fuck's going on?
Yeah. no, but I like that game a lot.
It's real good.
I don't know. Like Guardians came out and then for some reason I had to plow through.
Yeah, too. Sunrun Kagura, yeah. It's been a hot winter, you know, or fall, if you will. If I've finished three games in the last week, we're on a pretty good pace. I don't know that that's going to – I got to go downstairs and figure out what I'm going to play outside of San Andreas next. But, yeah, you know, I still have Destiny 2 installed. Maybe I'm going to play a little Destiny 2. Yeah, probably not. And I, like I said, I would like to go and trade in either one or both of those games. I would like to play Guardians real bad, but if it's going to be $30 on Black Friday, which is in 2 weeks, I will just wait. So, because it's like, has Best Buy's ad out yet Walmart?
I don't think anybody else is.
It's weird because
like preview or something. I don't know. They had like a little thing last week where they had like a few things on sale. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Black Friday, Best Buy Black Friday, like not the actual ad. It's just like early deals.
Yeah, I kind of wonder how the deals are going to be this year.
We're getting to the point that like these ads have to leak soon because most ads print 2 weeks in advance. So
yeah,
we got to be close.
All I saw was the Miser, I guess.
I've always said Meyer, but yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, they're not around here, so I don't even know. I think I went to one in Eastern Illinois one time.
Yeah, that could have been. See, like, man, like, the wife wants a massage gun, not for, you know, any dirty purposes or anything like that, but she wants one of those, and can always use more double bunk beds or double air beds. That's what they fucking got for front page.
Oh, nice.
Books, pressure cookers. Fuck, man. That Ninja Foodie. I got this in the deal. That Ninja Foodie 5-in-1 air fryer oven. That's what we have. Dude, fucking thing's great. I love that thing. I made some pizza rolls in it the other night at like midnight and then put a little ranch with your pizza rolls. Fucking excellent.
And pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce, huh?
Spaghetti sauce, whatever you got. Yeah,
you can't go wrong with it. I mean, I'm just a ranch fiend. I just can't help it.
I had, what did I have recently? Onion rings. I bought onion rings at Steak and Shake, and they came with ranch. And I was like, I don't think I've ever tried this combo, and I did, and it was not bad.
Not so bad. Yeah. I'm a ranch fiend, so I'm down for any of that. I'll clown around with that for sure. Oh man, yeah. It says the Xbox version, but I mean, I'm sure it doesn't matter. Sackboy's only $30 on this ad. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it was $30 not too long. Well, a couple months ago, and I almost bought it, but I did. Yeah. But I should be having Kena Bridge of Spirits coming.
Yeah, within the week, right? Comes out. Did it come out today? Next week? I couldn't remember.
Comes out the 18th or 9th. The cat keeps shutting the microphone over. 18th or 19th, I think, and it's coming from GameStop because I had credit, so it'll probably be here like a week after that. So, so yeah.
Just well, ridiculous.
I got sick of going to the store.
I don't know. I would like to play Kena. Buying it physically is probably the way I would like to go, but if it goes on sale for cheap enough, like Doki Doki is $12 on the Xbox store right now, and I about pull the trigger on it. I didn't do it, but it's like I've never bought a digital game on the Xbox store, so
I'd like to hear Ryan's thoughts on that if he
played any more of it.
Found an engine. Yeah.
Hopefully he did. I mean, if it's not that long, hopefully he did, but we'll have to wait until next week. But all right, well until then, we'll wrap this puppy up at a tight 90. What's next week look like for you then?
I guess till Kena comes out. I don't know. Maybe more Talos Principle. Maybe I need to play some hot some more Hot Wheels.
Oh yeah, Hot Wheels. There you go.
I don't know. Play some shmups. There's always something.
Always shmups. There's always cheap games to buy on the Switch.
Yeah.
Buy and play them all.
I do.
Yeah, you do. I will be playing some San Andreas and then going downstairs to figure out what I'm going to... You know what? I'll probably end up playing 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, finally, is probably what I'll play. Unless I, for some reason, do in fact trade in those games and grab Guardians, because Guardians is kind of an... I feel like Guardians is going to be another one of those Ratchet and Clank under 20-hour kind of games where I could just bang through it and have a good time with it, and I would not mind that.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know. It was just at some point where I was like,
You've seen it all.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like the rare game where, like, the story is, like, the combat to me almost took away, was the least fun of the game.
Really?
The least fun of the gamers. I don't know. And, like, people like combat a lot. I just think it was just, like, too much and also not enough at the same
kind
time.
Of a distraction.
Yeah, like, it was too hectic and, like, it just seemed like at least Star-Lord's moves weapon set was not interesting to me. So, I don't know. I couldn't stick with it.
Okay.
I don't touch anymore.
Before we leave, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do this even though we have no idea if this is real and you have no idea who half these people are. But this is typical. With most big WWE pay-per-views, I will ask you who you think is going to win these matches. This is not a WWE pay-per-view. This is All Elite Wrestling's Full Gear card. They're having this in Minneapolis on Saturday. That's tomorrow night. So I will ask you, sir, who you think is going to win these matches. And you will know none of these people, but I will ask and expect an answer. Are you ready?
Juventud Guerrera.
I hope so. All right, first step, you have Christian Cage, that is Christian, with Jurassic Express versus the Super Click, who is Adam Cole and the Young Bucks.
What? Is Jurassic Express like dinosaurs?
Jurassic Express is what's his name? Perry. Luke Perry's kid. Perry's kid who died. His name is Jungle Jack, Jack Perry. He's super good. And then his dinosaur friend is Luchasaurus, who is an awesome wrestler who was also on Big Brother when he was also still Luchasaurus. He went by he was Luchasaurus in the Big Brother house also. Who you got with Luchasaurus, Jungle Jack, and Jurassic Express with Christian Cage versus Adam Cole, who recently signed with AEW from NXT, and then the Young Bucks. They're called the Super Click.
I'd go with the Super Click. That's sounds probably, like their thing.
Probably a good call. Darby Allin versus MJF.
Metal Jesus.
Fucks.
Yeah, MJF all the way.
That's probably a good call. I like Darby Allin a whole lot, but MJF could probably use the win. The Lucha Brothers, who have been around since forever, they were all the way back in that Netflix Lucha Underground show, versus FTR, who is technically the Revival, if you remember them from WWE.
No.
Better. Lucha Brothers, they're the champions, they're the tag team champions. Then you have the big brawl, you have the Inner Circle, which is Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, which is his Jack Swagger, Sammy Guevara, and then Santana and Ortiz, who are proud and powerful, versus the men of the year, that's Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky, Junior Dos Santos, Adria Arlovsky, and Dan Lambert. That's a Minneapolis street fight is what that's going to be.
So it's going to be snow on the ground.
I hope so.
The men of the year, like they got that.
I hope the heels win. That would be great. CM Punk, the newly returned CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston.
I guess CM Punk.
Yeah. Best in the world right there. The finals of the World Championship Eliminator Tournament, which is this person, whoever wins this match will have a shot at the title of whoever wins that at the you know, at the show. Also, that's Brian Danielson. That's who you know as the American Dragon, also known as Daniel Bryan, versus Miro, who is, you know, better known as Rusev back in the day.
Oh.
That should be a really good match.
I guess the Brian Danielson.
Brian Danielson all the way. How about Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Ty Conti?
I'd go with the Ty guy.
Ty Conti? Yeah, she'll probably get it. She could get it.
With
a
girl.
Yeah, Dr. Britt Baker. Britt Baker is a dentist. She's a dentist.
Oh, man. I regret my choice.
She's good stuff. And then the world championship match of the night, you have Kenneth Omega as the champion, taking on Hangman Adam Page for the AEW world title.
Is Kenneth his nickname?
I hope so. I'm trying to get that started.
I'm gonna go with
Kenny's
Page Master.
Yeah, I think Page Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
Page better win that. Yeah, Omega's been the champion for almost a year, so.
Oh, he's due.
He's due to lose. And Hangman's been built. It's been building for a while. They were ex tag team partners a year ago. So this has been a long drawn out story, which is cool because WWE does not put that much thought or care into their title. Their anything anymore. So
I did see The Miz on Wheel of Fortune the other day.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I have never understood why anybody is like that guy.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
He's charismatic, but I don't care for him.
I just think he's like just so douchey. He's very douchey.
Very arrogant and douchey.
Yeah, he does nothing for me at all.
Yeah.
And he just looks like a normal ass white guy. I don't know.
Yeah. He's not even like ripped or anything. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Freaking honkies, man. I don't know.
Absolutely ridiculous. Honk if you're horny. Anyway. There's your AEW full gear predictions from AEW Master himself, Careful Ralph. All right, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap up and get the fuck out of here. We should be back next week with another episode 283. We continue our climb to 300, which is still hard to fathom. I mean, we're still 30 weeks away, so middle of next year we'll be there. But it's still kind of crazy to me that we're going to hit 300 episodes or very well should. So thanks for being here this evening, Ralph. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
I try every so often. We should record something again soon. If you got time, we'll fuck around and maybe if I end up playing some Aegis Rim, I'll grab you and see if I can record something on my end and see if I can publish it or something.
Yeah.
See some naked kids and some robots.
Yeah. Sunday I might have some time. Okay. Like anytime throughout the day. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me know. I'll be around all day Sunday. So you give me a ring. I'll be just probably fucking around watching football. So you let me know. Keep a lookout at the TLUSP YouTube page. Until then, for Ralph, for the missing Ryan, I am Derek. We'll be back next week. Level up.